Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A state judge has ruled that school funding for this year that the legislature passed last year is valid. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Juneau Superior Court Judge Daniel Shally ruled yesterday that Governor Mike Dunleavy and the Commissioners of Education and Administration, quote, violated their duty to faithfully execute the law, unquote. The administration had agreed to send out school funding payments until the case is resolved, but argued that the appropriation passed more than a year before this budget year started was invalid. Shally issued an injunction mandating that the governor and the commissioners disperse the funds. Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says he'll appeal the ruling. In a statement, Clarkson said the decision, quote, upends the appropriations process as we know it and could lead to one legislature and governor setting the budget 5, 6 or more years in advance, unquote. Legislators have said that's unlikely since they could always change appropriations passed in a previous year. They chose not to do that this year. The University of Alaska President's House has been renamed in the honor of one of the University of Alaska Fairbanks' most generous donors. According to a news release, the President's House at UAF was officially renamed during a ceremony last night for the late Grace Scheibel, who donated more than $4 million to UAF before her death in 2017. Scheibel graduated from UAF in 1949, went on to Yale Law School, and later served as Alaska's first female attorney general for Governor Steve Cooper. Changes are in the works at Fort Wainwright aimed at reducing an unusually high number of suicides at the Fairbanks Army Post. The deaths of 8 Fort Wainwright-based soldiers in 2019 remain under investigation, a common classification as inquiries can take up to 18 months. According to the Army, 11 Fort Wainwright soldiers took their own lives in the previous 5 years. The suicide deaths drew the attention of Alaska Congressman Don Young last spring, prompting an inquiry and recent report. Army leaders held a press conference at Fort Wainwright this week to address some of the report's findings and efforts underway to address them. The report cites chronic pain, sleep, relationship, and financial problems among causal factors in the soldier suicides. And U.S. Army Alaska Commander Major General Peter Andreziak points to a Fairbanks-specific driver.
When some soldiers come up here, what's different about Alaska, especially here in Fairbanks, is in the interior, right, is this idea of isolation.
Andreziak says that's especially difficult for soldiers in Fairbanks' remote and extreme environment without any family.
One of the big topics was this thing called poor quality of life.
And he says it can lead to destructive activities.
One of the findings of the study was alcoholism, right, is pretty big.
Andreziak describes a negative narrative the Post is trying to turn around with a simple positive message.
Alaska is a phenomenal place to live. There is a lot to do here.
Beyond messaging, Andreziak points to soldier-identified service and infrastructure deficiencies being addressed.
Whether it's transportation around the installation, investment in the dining facilities, more cooks in the dining facilities, getting TVs and Wi-Fi up in there.
We have several barracks that are currently under renovation.
Fort Wainwright Commander Colonel Christopher Ruga says a current overseas deployment of a large portion of the Post Striker Brigade is allowing upgrade of some older living quarters.
Redoing floors, painting, new light fixtures, sinks, things of that nature as needed.
Among other soldier-raised issues being addressed, Colonel Ruga points to providing round-the-clock gym access and means to help soldiers cope with Fairbanks' seasonal extremes of light and dark.
Funding for blackout curtains.
Light boxes to check out, rent.
U.S. Army Alaska Command Surgeon Colonel Jeremy Johnson says use for a short period of time in the morning, so-called happy lights, can help mood during the darkest days of winter.
There's certainly a population that has seasonal affective disorder, and we'd like to treat that and help them with that problem by purchasing these light boxes.
Other issues are harder to address.
Stigma associated with behavioral health.
Fort Wainwright Hospital Commander Colonel Constance Jenkins says fear of appearing weak or endangering their military career keeps some soldiers from getting help and even sharing their feelings.
Something's not right with me. I might be broken. I might need to get help. And that's very difficult for people to bring that forward and have that conversation, right? That's a very personal issue. So there's a key piece at trust that we've definitely been working towards with leadership at all levels, really trying to reinforce that we as a unit, as leadership on the medical side, behavioral health is we all are here to help you meet your personal goals, your family goals, your professional goals.
Army leaders have held two town hall meetings with soldiers and their families, most recently this week, to roll out changes and take questions and suggestions about how to improve quality of life on post. They stress that while there is support and funding from the military and Congress to address the suicide problem, larger projects like the construction of a new fitness center will take time. A bipartisan group has formed to fight a citizens' initiative that, if passed, would boost taxes on some of Alaska's North Slope oil fields. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the group One Alaska does not appear to include any oil industry leaders, but that several of its members work for companies or organizations with ties to the industry. And its sole financial supporter so far is the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, the industry's leading trade group in the state. One Alaska is chaired by Chantal Walsh, a Democrat who's a former director of the state's Division of Oil and Gas. One Alaska's co-chairs include former state representative Jason Gren, an independent, and Republican Nicholas Begich III, a nephew of Democratic former U.S. Senator Mark Begich. Gren, in a prepared statement, says the initiative would jeopardize new development and discourage investment. Other chairs include Crawford Putkatuk, chair of the Alaska Native Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, along with former state forester John Sturgeon and Bill Popp, head of the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. Studless winter tires are increasingly popular, but many Alaskans still roll with studs. As Alaska Public Media's Abby Collins reports, research projects enough continued use of the ice-biting studs to keep causing costly pavement damage.
Anchorage resident Carolyn Heyman says she relies on studded tires. Heyman lives in Anchorage's Hillside neighborhood, where the steep streets can get really icy. She says when she first moved in, she didn't have the studs.
For the most part, you know, 95% of the time I could get around okay, but those really icy days, you did slide all over the place. And so, especially with kids, I have two girls, it just didn't feel as safe.
And Heyman is not alone. A lot of drivers still use studs. But a household survey conducted by the University of Alaska found more people are going studless. The survey is part of research into the impacts from studded tire use in the state. Toby Schwarer with the Institute of Social and Economic Research took on the economic analysis. What he found, the annual cost of road repairs related to studded tire use is expected to be $13.7 million a year over the next 20 years. According to the report, that's 42 times the amount of money the state generates in fees collected in studded tire sales and stud installation.
In my analysis, over the next 20 years, I kind of projected out not only growth in traffic, but also more and more people are switching to non-studded. So that really tells you there's still a lot of costs, even though people are switching over.
The report makes several recommendations to the state for reducing costs, ranging from providing education about the safety of non-studded winter tires to phasing out the allowed use of studs altogether. In Anchorage, I'm Abby Collins.
And I'm Dan Bross.